Random House Audio presents The Corsican Caper by Peter Mayall. Read for you by Eric Davies. Chapter 1. Francis Reboul sat in the sunshine, contemplating his breakfast, a shot glass of extra virgin olive oil, which the French insist is so beneficial for le transit intestinal, followed by a large bowl of café crème and a croissant of such exquisite lightness that it threatened to float off the plate. He was sitting on his terrace, the shimmering sweep of the early morning Mediterranean stretching away to the horizon. Life was good. Sam Levitt and Elena Morales, Reboul's close friends and partners in past adventures, were arriving from California later in the day for an extended vacation. They had planned to sail around Corsica, and perhaps down to Saint-Tropez then, to spend some time at Reboul's horse farm in the Camargue, and to revisit some of Marseille's excellent restaurants. It had been a year since they had seen one another, a busy year for them all, and there was a lot to catch up on. Reboul put down his newspaper, squinting against the glare that bounced off the water. A couple of small sailboats were tacking their way toward the islands of Frioul. While he was watching them, Reboul's attention was caught by something that was beginning to appear from behind the headland. It gradually became more visible and bigger, much bigger. It was, as he would later tell Sam, the mother of all yachts. 300 feet if it was an inch, sleek and dark blue, with four decks, radar, the obligatory helicopter squatting on its pad in the stern.